This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
To the NutraMedical Report, and it's live. The call-in number to call for questions, and I had an interesting comment. I had Terry Cook on last week, and of course, a little kind of stressed back and forth with Terry because he's pushing to the theory that I don't really buy, to be honest with you, about the idea of Ashtar coming, a UFO, and all of a sudden we kind of worship this UFO. I'm going to do a lot more research, so it's going to be probably a couple months before I bring Terry back on if I do. But I had some people who got a little upset with me and say, "You're interrupting him. Stop interrupting him." I said, "Look, I have to maintain some kind of decorum here. If we have people like Ken Klein, I just let them go. But when I have somebody new, and I don't necessarily agree with what they say, I have to find out what they're saying and ask them questions. Just like, think of me as a cross-examining attorney or a judge in a courtroom of truth and knowledge, okay? So I want to talk about that. Now, what I want to do first is I want to go over some of the things on our website and our news items. Okay, I did some last night, but I'm going to do it again today. And I'm going to go over to the first line. We already did the first line kit earlier today in the first hour. But I want to go to Epoch Times, and I'm going to talk about the Epoch Times and some of the news items there. And we're going to talk about the China. Now, of course, the China issue is really big. Misinformation about coronavirus targets U.S.-based performing arts company. An attempt to dissuade audiences around the world from attending a performance by New York-based. Again, I don't think we should be against, let's say, Chinese art, because the Chinese people are very artistic and very good. This is just a side effect of anti, you know, Asian temperament, and this is not right. I mean, to be honest with you, any form of racism I'm against, whether it's against Asians or blacks or any people of any different belief system. You have to understand, we all have a confused belief system because we, as we talked about in the last hour with Ken Klein, the human race is off in a whole series of multiple apostasies, both geopolitical and otherwise. It's basically Luciferic confusion. White House advisor working on directive to reduce U.S. foreign dependency on medicine. Yeah, they should have done this years ago. The fact that we allowed our 60,000 companies be deported because of our District of Criminals, D.C., I call it, or the Congress critters and Senate critters that actually have deported 60,000 businesses to China and other countries is insane, especially 90% dependence on our medicines and things like masks and hazmat gear from China is just stupid, okay? Religious beliefs forced to approve loyalty to the Chinese regime with money. Produced from Bitter Winter, a magazine on religious liberty. Now, people have to understand this is what's really going on here. It's not a theory. Now, the next article here, Chinese state media reporter is praised by Beijing for pushing its coronavirus propaganda. The communist Chinese are in a panic state right now, aren't they? They really are panicking completely. Now, let's look at the next one. China reports January-February economic activity worse than expected. Yeah, you can see that. Of course, the world economy, this is, we talked about this article in the first hour. We talked about that article by Gori, which I'm going to have ordered the book already. And that's what's going on there. So what are the consequences? Well, first off, in the United States, you're going to see a massive contraction of the production chain. People already are panicking, and their flesh is saying, panic, 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 buy all the stuff, get all the bread and food and toilet paper and whatever. They need to understand, if they got our first line kits, if they got together as, say, groups or a group of family I call a leaf, led by the their spirit to have a community of groups of people to take care of each other in a small community. What you would have is a situation where people would make sure that everybody had, say, Neutrodyne, NIOSH masks, basic anti, you know, hazmat things. We would have ways of total isolation of people if they came positive at a test. Maybe they get a test kit system from, the, you know, the PCR test kits, or they get our quantum testing thing, or work with a testing site so that we can actually identify if people have it, and then make sure those people are isolated and then get them viral suppression therapy. They don't need to be on it for months. They can need to be on it for days, and then once their test goes negative, it means the virus is dead. Can't infect anybody else. Just like if you take our antipathogenics, if you got MRSA, we've had people we've rescued from all kinds of horrible diseases. Using our Neutrodyne, Allicin Med, NutriSilver, and other things like Nutrimune 26Y, etc. So the thing is, do not panic, take action. And what we need to do is realize they want us to contract the economy. They want to collapse the banking system because they want to move to a cashless system where they have totalitarian control. They want to force vaccinate you so they can reduce fertility. And they want to track you with a tracking chip. In fact, the Bill Gates Foundation is saying they want to tie vaccination to chipping. And this year is the year of the chip. You know, this is the year of the World ID. And if you don't believe this is what's going on, it's in the Georgia Guidestones, it's in the World Watch Institute, it's in all of these documents that are plainly tell you, and it's called hoodwinking the high-level Masons do, which are Satanists or Luciferians, they tell you straight up what they're going to do. And then you don't believe it when people like me say, and then you say, oh, it's a conspiracy theory, Deagle. I've been doing this now for 20-plus years, and it's now time where my days, as January 27th, God said to me when he woke me up, your days of being Rodney Danger Deagle are over. Your days of meeting Mr. Lickspittle, where they spit on you, your colleagues, your family, your friends, other people, thinking you're just crazy. Why do you believe that, Deagle? Those days are over. Now, you can teach me something if you have an experience, you have any kind of question, or you have logic and evidence. But ad hominem attacks are kind of a waste of time. Just saying to me, please be silent, let your guest speak. I want my guest to speak. Last hour you saw, I let my guest speak. But if a guest says something I disagree with, I'm going to raise questions and try to put them on the mat to say, why do you believe that and what's your evidence for it? What authority do you speak that truth? Like last week when I had Terry Cook, I don't believe what he's saying about Avatar. I have to research a lot more. I don't believe that people are going to be stupid enough to worship an alien that arrives here from some other planet. You're going to have a world leader or a world leader system. What the Chinese are doing is trying to steal our technology for the AI system that God showed me supernaturally. But I'm going to deviate here for a minute. October 10th, 1993, I was wide awake, praying on my Sabbath on Saturday, 1993, and God sent the angel Gabriel and said, I'm going to take you to the city from which the mark of the beast will come. That city is not Beijing or Tokyo or South Africa or wherever. It's Falcon, Colorado, which is interesting, the name of the city, town, 18 miles east of Colorado Springs in Garbage Dump Road, believe it or not. 3 higher levels of security than NORAD, and 9 months to the day after I got my above top secret clearance to work at CECOM, the Colorado Center for Rock Med and St. Francis Hospital, to take care of employees working on all these classified projects, Dr. Deagle, in the flash, walked to the same places that the angel brought me and explained in exquisite detail all the technology. Now, this is, my experience and my life experience is not open to your opinion. You can have all the negative opinions you want. You can say all the nasty things you want. It doesn't matter. Reality is reality, okay? And I'm a very concrete person. That's why I'm a scientist first and then a doctor healer second, okay? But what you can say is, I have this experience. I worked in the military. I have that experience. I'm in the journalism. You can teach me, but you have to have it based on personal experience, evidence, and logic, not just attitude. And if you have a question, any question, there's no such thing as an off question that's not good. Every question is a question that comes from your inner mind, your soul, wanting to say, why is this such and such? For example, why did we let our company give all of our drug production to China for drugs for seniors and not have enough masks? Why did we let all these illegals come into the country, which bring diseases, including, you know, even leprosy? We have leprous clinics in Texas right now and New Orleans. Why do we not improve the economy in these third world countries like, Central America, so that they would have to flee there because we love the drug cartels, because we take that illegal drug money and shuttle it into making projects like Bechtel Corporation building deep underground military bases for the global leaders and billionaires? I called the Willy Wonka Chocolate Factory tickets. Why do we collaborate with the Communist Chinese when they teach you type some of their prisoners that are Christians and have one sheet of the Bible and get tissue types and their organs get whipped out of them when their tissue type comes up and their kidneys are desired by somebody in Europe? Why? Why do we do that? It's because the system, the whole system of the world is evil. It's Luciferic. It does both good and evil to control and do everything in the world. And, oh, look at this. Interesting, yeah. It says, connection restored. That's good. It's interesting. Get all these weird things happening to my, basically my internet trying to connect. I have a very high-speed internet. I'm going to try to eventually go fiber optic so I don't have any of this internet connection garbage happening when I want to broadcast out here. Because now we've worked through what's called Vimeradio, which means the signal from Genesis goes directly through now to my screens on my computer screen. And then, or if I have guests, I can put them up on screen. I can do up to five sites anywhere in the world simultaneously and show them and actually flip from one guest to another. And it goes live out to Vimeo, Facebook, YouTube, and live stream. Everywhere, and it's all free. Now, I'm going to make some special videos that will be over my Vimeo channel that will be pay-per-view, $30 a month to get those special access, because they're going to cover religious and deep things that are, you know, more than just the average stuff. And that those links are over on Deagle-Network and Clay and I on my religious and above top secret sites. The media sites, Deagle-Network, Clay and Iron, by the way, refers to our world leaders, our clay, human flesh, and iron being literally avatar developed by indwelling trans-dimensional beings that are controlling and avataring them like they're a video game, believe it or not. Believe it or not. If you think there's no possession nowadays, you're not paying attention. I can hear the bumper going to bump me, and believe it or not, I must be the guest for this hour, but you out there need to be the guest. Be brave and call in. Don't just say, shut up, Dr. Deagle. Shut me up with a good question. 877-317-6432. Called in live to Genesis and our board office. Pastor calls through to me.
Would you like to... COVID-19 coronavirus is a serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, Nutrisilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, PowerC Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled NutriMedical.com, or call 888-212-8871, bringing nutrition and medicine together. NutriMedical.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
We have, of course, our amazing show back here again, 877-317-6432. And, of course, we have, of course, our amazing things here. Of course, I have a picture up of my Biophilia 2 scanner. If you want to get one of these and become a site, or a satellite site, we're going to make special deals up with people that are health professionals, especially nurses, doctors, health professionals, DCs, whatever, they want to get a scanner, learn how to actually do the biophilia scan for the presence of the coronavirus, and also do health scans These are all available for you right now. You can contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, and we can arrange for you to become a satellite site for us. So Michelle is here. So,
hi, Bill.
Yeah, why don't you come around to the other side here so that you're closer to the microphone.
Sure.
So Michi is visiting me here. She's here visiting on the site, and of course, this is hour number three. She's a very busy lady.
Actually, you know what?
Yeah,
you're going crazy.
Yeah, tell me about how crazy.
I'm so busy, it's too crazy. You know, I'm getting so, if I hang up the phone, you know,
right.
It'll ring again. It'll just ring again and again. And I'm trying to get as much stuff to everybody as we can. The only thing we're really back ordered on right now is the Power C Plus. And I talked to Zymogen and the other people this morning.
There's your goggles, by the way. I have them up in the picture there. Because we're doing, by the way, live Vima Radio. That shows your goggles.
Oh, you're doing Vima Radio.
Yeah. It shows it over live over there. And, of course, we also have other things we have on our site if you want to actually look at it. You can see the other products here. Let's see if this is the stuff we have down here.
You're on the GCN hazmat, as well?
The hazmat. GCN is actually broadcasting a signal over to my Vimeo that then broadcasts it over to live stream, Facebook, and YouTube, simultaneously worldwide on every platform.
Well, do you think that today is a good day to announce that our Power C that we're having made, which is our Power C with the biopsy in it, is probably going to be here another huge batch they're making for us, Bill, and encapsulating it should be ready by the 20th. So I would say we'll have it to ship out by Tuesday, Wednesday. Also, it's something that's new, is we have up here in Los Angeles a company making us a buffered C, Bill, remember?
Mm-hmm.
Vitamin C powder.
And it's a crystal powder. Crystal, yeah.
So what do you think you can tell our listeners about that?
That stops, number one, cytokines in your body. Mm-hmm. It stops damage and destruction of mitochondria, which is the primary cause of death and destruction of your health, like your heart failure, brain problems, whatever. And it helps to prevent viruses and pathogens from spreading through your body because if you give C intravenous vitamin C, it's been known for 40 years. Mm-hmm. That's why in China they're even doing a study now, intravenous C to stop the SARS COVID-19. That's why but you can take it orally. And our oral one, which is neutral pH, is tolerable because if you go more than 500 milligrams of normal vitamin C, you get massive diarrhea.
Are you enjoying that pancake I made for you?
Well, you gave me a little drop here.
He's on the air.
I'm usually telling me not to eat.
You didn't have a chance to eat all day, and it's now 2 o'clock, so I thought, oh, great. So aren't they delicious? That's the one that's
You get a chance to talk now. Keep talking, honey.
Well, what I want to say is that we also, Bill, from your research, you discovered the thing that the D3, vitamin D3, is also very good for the virus. So I have a liquid. I think I talked about that on Friday, that now we have a liquid of the MyCell Ultra. It's called MyCell Ultra D3. The other one is MyCell D3.
Yeah.
So that you can measure out 1,000 micrograms or 2,000.
Yeah, that's the other two things that are going to help are the anti-H Max, polyphenol, and the green tea supreme, and our zinc, monoatomic zinc. Zinc is very important to help counteract the virus.
There's so many things that are important. But
these are ones that I know are like, these are add-ons. After you've got your first line kit, and then after you get your add-on things.
If you want to keep it simple, you're listening right now.
But the vitamin D is one that's important,
like me
though.
Out there, your mind is.
But like, vitamin D is important. They know that the studies on flu and other viruses.
In the middle of a sentence.
Yeah. Okay.
I said, if you're like me and your head is exploding from all this information, and there's just one thing after another that you need to do, you need to do, you need to do. Thank us for keeping it simple. If you want to keep it simple for yourself, get the first line of defense kit, and you're ahead of the curve a million miles.
And that's vitamin D. Vitamin D liquid. One drop equals 1,000 units. I recommend you get at least 20,000 units twice a day.
As soon as you say add the vitamin D, then you have to say the Allicin-Med because almost everybody that's ordering the first line of defense kit is ordering the Allicin-Med too. So there. There you go, Bill. You're welcome for the pancake.
I appreciate that. Thank you. So they can see the picture of the hazmat suit we have up on the screen right now. And, of course, we have the biophilia scanner technology, which I can do tests on if they get a console. But I'm trying to ask the satellite clinics. This is the first line kit, and you can see the kit in there.
Bill, USPS is still having troubles with the tracking, with getting the tracking numbers out, so that's a pain.
Really?
So I'm finding myself sending many emails to let people know. their tracking numbers.
Right.
So I think that's the kind of things I just want to talk about today for a couple of minutes is what's going on, in the office.
Do you know what I did last night? Didn't get a chance to tell you.
Worked. Probably all night.
Well, no, I didn't work all night. I set up a video for about 31 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
But I got up and the first one was just a review of the news, and the second half was all scripture. I took my Pure Word Bible and I read a section of the Bible. And basically, I'll just summarize what I said. There's two groups of believers in the time of the end. And they call them two prophets, but they're actually two groups. They're Messianic believers like President Zev Perot, and that are Messianic believers in Yeshua that are Jews. And there's the Christians. And those two groups basically now are prophesying. There are actually a lot of Christians all over the world prophesying. These two groups are out there, and God's sending this word out through these two groups. But he's going to cut that off. There's going to be a cutting off, and that cutoff is called the Mark of the Beast. We know the current deterioration with the SARS coronavirus and economics and so on down the road, and we're saying it's going to be what the Bible talks about, 3.5 years. That cutoff will happen, and then God's after 3.5 years, he's going to cut off the New World Order and give the kingdoms back to God. And the kingdoms of Satan will be over. So what I'm saying is that, don't be freaking out. Don't be panicking. Simply take action. Get out of harm's way. Prep yourself up. Get involved with your neighbors. Try to make sure you take care of each other. And listen to the advice we're trying to give you. But don't freak out. Take action. Like if you get a first line kit, if you go to dinner, don't worry. If you're taking our nutraceuticals, you're not getting infected. If you go to an area and you're a healthcare professional, we have hazmat suits and other things. But you have to understand, it's not a time to freak out. It's a time to take action, to pray, to start having compassion for your other fellow neighbors, may or may not be able to afford all the stuff. I think if people come together as groups, like groups of families, they can afford, for example, the first line kit and some things like Nutridyne and other things. And that's where we need to go. We need to start coming together small. I call the leaves of the tree are for the healing of the nations.
I've got a question. What do you need me here for? You're doing
I want to mention that because that's what I did.
I have something to say.
Go ahead.
Stay here a few more minutes longer.
Yeah, go ahead.
Let me say something.
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, because all those things that you're saying, Bill, I have to get up. I got to get back to the phone.
I know that, but what I'm saying, I think that you're really good at social stuff. You're a social genius. Yeah. I'm a social average, maybe.
Stop talking for two seconds.
Ahead.
I said I have something to say. Stop talking.
Go ahead, yeah.
Gosh, thanks. There you go. That'll stop him. Okay. I talked to Steve this morning. Steve is our second oldest son. He's a teacher at the high school here.
Right.
And he was telling me, because he's really watching everything, he's the whole family, like he's just like Bill, he's right in there watching everything and keeping me posted. He was telling me that the strange thing has happened, all the billionaires are gone. Did you hear that one yet? And I said, what do you mean gone? And he said, well, that they're, everyone's noticing, people are noticing around the world that billionaires are gone in their bunkers, and not all of them. This is obviously, it's not all of them, but a lot of billionaires have gone into their bunkers.
Do you know what
the doctors with them and everything else?
Do you know what they? Do you know what ticket they have?
What?
They have the Willy Wonka chocolate factory ticket to their dumb, and it's a good term, dumb, deep underground military base. So in other words, they're dumb.
But none of them, they have their own underground bases.
I know that. That's what I call dumb. They call them deep underground military bases or non-military.
Okay.
They're going to their hideaway.
Yes.
Okay, because they're trying to hunker down for whatever's going to happen.
Right.
Yeah.
And so Steve, he's not like quote-unquote conspiracy theorist at all. He's all mainstream news.
Remember John Fiala and Phil Schneider?
That's mainstream news.
You know John Fiala and Phil Schneider, I took care of them. They were working with Bechtel Corporation with the tunneling.
No, what would I know? I don't know.
Okay, they actually use nuclear tunnel boring machines with Bechtel to make these. And the illegal drug trade, human trade, organ trade, was putting trillions of dollars in to make these dumb bases for billionaires, millionaires, and corporate leaders and politicians.
Okay.
So they got their billion. Why do you walk
and
try
back? What do you think of the fact that they're already going down there?
Because they're looking at the end. You see, they know. See, what's happening right now, LIGO and Virgo, these are looking at deep space gravity waves coming in from the explosion of what's called Betelgeuse. They know that the ancient times that occurred, that the gravity waves caused the pole shift of the crust of the Earth that occurred on the mantle. That destroyed the ancient world.
You know what, Bill?
And so,
you know too much, because it's enough for me to just handle.
Well, what I'm trying to tell you is they know it's coming.
Do I need to know more stuff?
They're trying to hide in there under
our shifts and all that stuff?
Yeah, because they're terrified about it. And so they figure if they hide down there, they're going to be okay, and then the rest of us, they can care if we don't have food or infrastructure or electricity, or we die of the COVID virus, which they created, by the way. This is not just a natural thing for them.
Who's they?
the satanic loops are very globalist, and they're everywhere in every country.
Yeah.
They're not just America, there's China, it's all these globalists all over the world.
The New World Order is what
yeah.
I call it.
I call it,
is it still the New World Order, or is there... No, seriously.
I call it the Old World Disorder.
Is
how's that?
Still.
Yes.
The same old
yes.
thing from years and years
yes.
ago.
We're on break now.
How long have we been on break, Bill?
Worldwide pandemic and many...
How long?
Right.
It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, NutriSilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, PowerC Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled NutriMedical.com, or call 888-212-8871, bringing nutrition and medicine together. NutriMedical.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutriMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871. With Greg from Ohio. Go ahead with your question, Greg.
I've got an insight about the mark of the beast that I'd like to share with you to get your opinion about it.
Sure.
I think what the mark of the beast is, the mark on the forehead or the hand is actually a requirement to submit your either your biometric or your iris scan or your hand scan as an exchange for participation in the beast system. That's kind of been my insight for the past 20 years.
Well, I think you're actually correct, but remember, it's only a partial thing. Remember, it's also the thing you get the mark of the beast or a chakra or something injected in you or your biometrics or the number of the name. In other words, you would submit to the system. Do you follow me? I can hear a lot of sounds there, so I think your cell phone's going clicky, click, click, so you must be bumping it around or something. Did you hear that?
I don't, but I'm stable in my house.
Okay, here's the thing. I think you're correct. Here's what the system wants you to submit. Whether and I use it to be sarcastic over this, you don't have to have a chip in you. You can submit to having, for example, remember now, the national ID, which is October this year, is the United Nations World Health Organization, all nations now, biometric ID. You can't travel across a state line or, you know, to a different country without a biometric ID that basically says it's got your picture, etc. Now, they want to link it up to physical biometrics. Now, when I traveled in 1999 to different cities to talk with the Proxy Club, I went to Afrometrics in Chicago, and one of the most profound ways was Oak Ridge National Labs in Oak Ridge, Tennessee, to Building 10. And they showed me the DNA biochip, and they used basically a laptop that was able to take with a 42-cent chip a micro drop of blood and determine your genetics for the first six in your 666 number, your education and your other information about your job title and so on, and the second six, and the third one was other information about you, so including your biometrics. Okay, you have to understand they want to link it up to your, when you go to an airport and they put you through a herd terror scanner, which is like a microwave scanner, it takes a fingerprint of your digital bone scan. And I know this from classified sources. You're not going to hear this in other radio shows because I know information you'll not hear anywhere else on the planet. They have scanners now that can detect you from 500 meters away on a highway traveling at 72 miles an hour, and they can tell you in the backseat of the car from your biometrics of your bone scan who you are and where you're going. They can look at your iris scan. Do you see it advertised on TV? If you get your iris scan, you can walk through security really quick, right? You see that advertised on TV? Your ID, you don't need to even have, you can be buff naked. They want your digital fingerprints. They want your DNA. That's why, for example, even in the military, they're told them recently, don't give your DNA to, like, Ancestry or 23andMe, because these companies are selling it to the New World Order. They want to know several things. First, they want to know who you are. They want to be able to track you down. And by the way, with radionic technology, they can track you down to a cube meter by hacking into the quantum radionic universe. Did you know that?
I've heard that from you before. And I just want to compliment.
So I think you're absolutely right on the money on this. But there's many different ways of being submitted. First off, you have to believe in their system. The primary thing is, whether they put a chip in you or whatever, you submit to their system. Now, down the road, they're going to outlaw prophecy by Messianic believers in Yeshua, they're Jewish, and believers in Christians, because they didn't want belief in the system. In China, they make a version of the Bible that's accepted by the Communist Party. And if you don't accept that version, you can't have your church, a public church in China. If you have an illegal version, even one page of the Bible, they put you to a 1 in 20,000 Lao-Dai prison camps, and they can execute you and take your tissues from your organs when your tissue type comes up to go to say, or donate your kidneys or your heart to someone, say, in Emory University in Atlanta, where they tried to recruit me in 1987 when I worked in Augusta, Georgia. People need to understand this system is not a theory that Deagle has. God has had my day timer put me through living hell to know these things firsthand, and it's just ugly reality. Please continue.
Well, I just want to thank you for the years that you've been broadcasting, Dr. Bill. You've really shared a lot of secret information and revealed a lot of hidden truths. And you and Michelle, I really want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for everything that you've done.
Well, I'm thinking of me as a big brother, okay? The best thing I'm thinking of is, as we talked about this last hour now, I'm trying to change my broadcast technique. If I have someone I don't agree with, like Terry Cook last week, I'll intervene and people get it, tell me to shut up. That's not good. But if someone I agree with and I think needs to preach his word, you notice last hour with Ken Klein, I barely just said, rah, 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 keep going. But you understand, I'm like a judge and a really good prosecuting, cross-examining attorney. I have a very sharp intellect. I do not have a cape and can't fly at the speed of light, but intellectually and spiritually, I am Clark Kent. I am Superman. Now, why did God resurrect my sorry carcass 68 years ago, 8 years later, 5 years ago, and last January, and then just over Christmas when the devil tried to take me again? Because he said, I have appointed you, and this is a prophecy given to my ancestor 2,000 years ago in the Sanhedrin, this blood descendant of Moses, that I will erect and raise up a Moses-like prophet at the time of the end of the age. That written prophecy was passed through my family for 2,000 years, and 100 years ago, my great-uncle Michael, in his Beirut publishing house, published Khalil Gibran's book, The Prophet. That book is about me. Now, there's tons of prophecies. Every Christian out there is going to hear a word of God. You, everyone else. There's many prophets out there that are going to hear a piece of truth from the Most High, but there's a number of what we call top, you know, call 10-star or 5-star general prophets. I am what's called a lamed, which means God's going to give me the financial and the media resources now to bring forth other prophets like Ken Klein, who I consider like Ezekiel, people like Jonathan Gray, who's an ancient archaeologist in New Zealand, people, for example, that are speaking truth like Greg Ford, who went through a rendition and even had a stroke and recovered. You have to understand that there are 12 apostle prophets at the beginning of the age of Yeshua HaMashiach on earth, God in the flesh, and at the end. And guess what? 27th of January, God told me, get your sorry carcass up, Deagle, you know you're tired, put your video out, this is the first day of the apocalypse. Guess what? We're now into the tribulation. We are now into it. This is not a preview. This is it. This is the big show.
Are we okay? into the first 3.5 years of the tribulation?
Yes.
Okay.
I don't know the exact dating. I can tell you, though, because I'm studying the Hebrew calendar. I'm going to try to put something together in the next few weeks or month, and it'll be on my regular video. I'm going to do some private videos on some very, very special stuff that's going to be in my resurrected book, Clay and Iron and Abortion to Armageddon, which I did back at the Prophecy Club 21 years ago. But what you have to understand here is there's a lot of... I don't know everything. I have a bunch of 3x5 cards that are not, thus say, Dr. Bill Deagle, who's smarter than the average rock in the bucket. But right, you got to understand right. that I have God on speed dial. He has me 3 sources of information. I'm very good at researching on what I call the sewer net. So if there's a glass case of gems down the floating down the river of the sewer of the internet, I can see it, or a dead beast or whatever. Number two, I have inside contacts in the government agencies. They still contact me after the show, during the show, come on the show. And the third is supernatural. 2.5+ years ago, I'm sitting at my desk and God said, Deagle, I want you to pray. I said, okay, God, because I don't pray on something unless he prompts me, because he's taught me the hard way. And believe me, you get a intellectual, what I call spanking by God, it's not funny. And he's literally taught me. Okay, so let me finish. So what happened is I'm sitting at my desk and God said, I'm going to show you a vision. I'm sitting wide awake, no drugs, not even coffee, just a little tea. And he showed me a standing vision of Russian missiles in Venezuela. Russian submarines tunneling the sidewalls of this very deep Orinoco River. Russian launching facilities in Venezuela in an island north. So I asked my friend John W. Spring, who's been on my show for over a decade. I said, John, can you research this? Because a lot of people think, because of what I can do, they think I'm either the Antichrist or I'm in a deep state like Operation, what was it now, Webbot. So this basically said, Deagle is like the deep state agent. I am the average knucklehead person with a super high IQ and spiritual gifting that's from God, not from Deagle. Okay? I'm a screw up that God saved. How's that? But I'm obedient, and I'm also fearless. And because I'm obedient and fearless, God will give me authority to do things that the average person won't get. Now, God's going to open up your gifts. If you're listening to the show and you haven't rejected and said, oh, damn it, I'm going to turn off the radio, this guy's nuts. I want you to know, what do you think, if Deagle is not nuts, if I'm telling the truth about the COVID virus, which you can check the art papers yourself by reading the papers by Francis Boyle. If you look at the thousands of hours of radio and video I've done over the last 21 years, I had a show even before in the mid-90s, you got to say, this guy's consistent. If he's a liar, he's a consistent liar. I'm not. Now, I may not get every fact exactly perfect every time because I'm not a perfect person. But you have to understand here, people, I am the Moses of the end of the age. Okay? And there's other prophets I'm bringing forward. And that's not for my sake, because believe me, it's a pain in the butt. I would not have applied for the job, to be honest with you. It's a job, what I call a job of lickspittle, where you're spat upon by relatives, friends, colleagues, attacked in every way, and even the devil tried to kill my carcass multiple times. But you know what? I trust and love God so much, even in the face of being sent back from heaven. I said, God, after you showed me tens of thousands of worlds, which would have been in time, because there's no time in heaven, of being with him for a millennium, I said, I love you so much, God, I'll go back to do your will. He said, now, if you do evil in my sight, I will destroy you. And I said, I love you so much, God, I'll go back, even in danger of having my name taken from your book of eternal life. And he cried, and he said, because you have said this to me, when you do evil, I will shake your ugly human carcass, and I'll make you a son again to save much of mankind from eternal separation, to be my Elohim again, my people.
COVID-19 coronavirus is a serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, Nutrisilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, Power-C Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled NutriMedical.com, or call 888-212-8871, bringing nutrition and medicine together. NutriMedical.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Here's a bumper now. And people want me, you know, when you make me want to cry when I start talking about this, people say, what drives you, Deagle? Well, 29 years ago, I had moved back from Georgia, and I had a private multi-doctor practice. And one of my patients called me, and I'm a nervy character, as you probably know. That's why my name in medical school is called Dr. Wild Bill. I kicked aside the senior resident in orthopedic surgery, and I did 40 total hips before I even graduated from medical school. Okay? Dr. Wild Bill. I've done every kind of surgery, orthopedics, plastics, general surgery, even eye surgery, except open heart and brain, okay? I've been in the trauma unit, burn unit, the ICU, toxicology, the pathology. I've done everything, okay? Everything. Then when God grabbed a hold of me, he put me through living hell to learn these things. And I said, God, a few months ago, I said, after I just started recovering from the thing that happened over Christmas, I said, God, why did you let me go through this again? And God said, I had to strengthen you for the battle that's coming, like folded steel, like a samurai sword. For if it did not fold you, then when you come against them, their blade would break against you because I've hardened you so much to make you fit for the battle. So don't complain about your persecution of being a believer on earth. Praise God for it. Praise God for strengthening you to deal with what's coming. Believe me, it's not going to be funny.
No, that's good.
And you're not going to find anybody on earth more fearless and more fierce than me. I am the Moses of the day. And the reason is, I'm not afraid to die. This moment or next hour, I'm a fearful for my family, my friends, my fellow believers, my fellow human beings. I don't care. I had a vision a few weeks ago, and I said, God, why do you show me this? And I saw a woman cringing in agony, holding her abdomen. She was Chinese. I said, God, what are you showing me? She says, my people who are raising up and seeking my voice are Chinese. 80% of the new Christians in the world are Chinese. Did you know that in the last 30 years? Living under the tyranny of the Chinese communist regime. My youngest sister's husband was Chinese, and his mother swam across Kowloon Bay getting away from Shenzhen when they killed all of her family in the late 1940s because they were very smart bankers, and they shot him in the back of the head, and she swam across kind of shark-infested waters and immigrated to Canada. So my youngest sister's children are all half Chinese from Shenzhen. You follow me?
I do, absolutely.
So I got relatives there. She was a reporter in the Hong Kong Daily News for a long time. So anyways, you got to understand we're in a situation right now where we're sitting in a situation right now where basically Chris, I'm on the air right now.
Yeah, I don't care.
What we have to say right now, Craig, is that we're in a situation right now where we have to start preparing. If you get your first line kit, if you get out of the big cities, if you get away from being downwind of nuclear reactors, if the power goes out, the reactors are all going to go critical. You want to make sure you got yourself prepped up with your neighbors so you can protect yourself. Right now, a lot of people are so frightened, they're not even going out to shop. I tell people, look, we went to a restaurant last night. We're taking our nutraceuticals and supplements. We want people to understand this is really happening, okay? This is really happening. This is not a theory. This is happening. Now with the COVID-19, all the billionaires, in fact, when Michelle was here just 20 minutes ago, she said, look, Steve and our second oldest son, the billionaires are disappearing. I knew the summer going. I didn't realize they're all. He's following the news probably closer in some ways than I am. People need to understand this is what's really going on here now. It's the mask is being taken off, isn't it?
Do you think that the two-week pause that they're recommending that everyone take right now as far as, like, social distancing and
it's all silly. First off, it's not a matter of weeks or days, okay? What you do is you need three things. If clinically you're sick with the flu, you want to get a PCR test, and then we're slow to get the test going. The best tests I've tracked down were being made in South Korea and in Berlin, and I'm contacting them already. Our quantum test is quicker because it'll pick up the presence of the virus in your body even before the PCR is positive, or if you're clinically sick. And you can't set up a number of days. If you're positive, you need to go into isolation, not quarantine, where your bodily fluids and your air and everything is separated. Okay? You follow me?
Yes.
And you don't set up a days because once you take our antivirals, and crack down the road, I contacted the people at Rasmus University, and they've got this monoclonal antibody that published on Thursday that gets rid of it. But that's going to be 6 months to a year away. Same as a vaccine will be a long time. And if it isn't the same virus, if it's a different virus, it won't work. All a vaccine does is tag the virus through your macrophages and kill it. But we have things that will kill it now. If you take our nutraceuticals like NutriDefense, NutriDine, Allicin Med, etc., virus is dead. You don't need to worry. You take in the thing to kill it. And if you protect your airway with a mask and a little visor, if you really think you're scary and you're working in, say, a hospital, wear a hazmat suit. You can re-sterilize your mask. Put it in a Ziploc bag, spray it with silver, put it in there for a couple hours, it'll be fine. What people need to realize is they want you to panic because they want you to eventually submit to vaccinations and shipping, and they want to collapse the world economy, and they want you captured in this market of the beast system. And that's why the billionaires are disappearing. They're disappearing because they're trying to hide from what's coming, and of course they kind of have some ideas. I'll tell you what's coming. Our LIGO and Virgo satellite systems are picking gravity waves up from the collapse of Betelgeuse, the red dwarf P2 star, 671.2 light years away. And I'll be bringing on Professor Stephen Jacobson. And you have to understand this, that this gravity waves are going to trigger off the release of nascent oxygen and hydrogen that releases water, and water drives all the earthquakes and volcanoes. As Jesus said, there shall be earthquakes in diverse places all over the world, off of Puerto Rico, 7.7, volcanoes everywhere. These are happening because gravity waves are being detected since 2015 by LIGO and Virgo, two satellite-based, ground-based gravity wave detection systems, and we can see them coming in. So the globalists are freaked out. They go, oh, we know it's coming. This is exactly what destroyed the ancient Atlanteans and Muins many thousands of years ago. Pole shift. We're going to have Mark Gaffney. I talked to him literally earlier today. He's going to be coming on sometime, I think, when's Mark on this week? Here, let me see if we got him on this week. Mark Gaffney's on Thursday, an hour or two. His book is near done. He's got a publisher now. I'm trying to get Professor McCanny on. He was back in South America. He had to get out of America because of persecution against him. We've been working on this project for years, okay? So what people have to understand, these are, you know, you can have all kinds of theories you want, but you have to understand the most important thing is to ask good questions. And then simply prep and don't freak out. If you protect your airway and take your supplements, it doesn't matter whether it's a regular flu, because a regular flu, by the way, is twice as bad as the flu from previous years. So the regular flu, the average year, kills about 19 to 25,000 people, about 0.1% lethal. This virus, according to statistics from the WHO, is 3.4% lethal. The one in Italy is 5%, and the one in Iran is even more. I mean, once you saturate the health professionals and the intensive care units and respirators, that case fatality rate is going to go up from 1 or 3 or 5% up to around 21. That's the rate of serious cases that need advanced medical care, ventilator support, heart-lung bypass, etc. And if you've got too many health professionals sick or not enough ventilators, your case of fatality rate, you're going to have to triage, which means this guy is 45, and the 75-year-old, we're going to let him die. That's what's going to happen. I know I worked in triage, I worked in emergency, and if you have a triage of an automobile accident or an airline flight crash, we were trained in this in advanced trauma life support when I took my training back in Georgia in 88. Okay? This is reality.
If someone has not been vaccinated for the current flu, do you recommend...
The vaccines don't work. They never worked. I mean, they're never the correct vaccine. The vaccines... You've got to understand what a vaccine is. It's like putting a green laser on your gun. The vaccine is supposed to tag it so your immune cells can seek and destroy it. Now, if your virus or pathogen generates anagulase, it just knocks out the macrophage mitochondria so it can't generate superoxide radical. Vaccines don't kill anything. They just tag it. Okay? And the vaccine has to be correct. This virus is an RNA virus that keeps mutating. There's at least three clades I know of, but they're finding 25 different subdivisions already. Clade 1 is L, which is the original. Clade L, S started to emerge, which is more lethal and more infective. We know that in Italy and here in America, there's people with both L and S clades. And there's one emerging, we haven't got typing yet from Iran, that's much more lethal than average. And, of course, when you expose a human or an animal to radiation, their level of radiation increases the pathogenicity of the virus. You know who discovered that?
No.
You know the guy, I'm going to ask you a question. Do you know the guy that shot John F. Kennedy? You know what his name was?
I'm empty right now.
Right. That guy, we had the guy on from Dr. Mary's Monkey. That guy was a bioweaponeer working in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and they discovered if they took ferrets or animals and they put a virus or pathogen in them and they blasted them with a radiation, the same kind we use when we treat cancer, the pathogen gets a lot more lethal. So if you send 10 pass-throughs through 10 different ferrets, by the time it finishes, you don't have to mess with its genes. It's just a hell of a lot more lethal. Did you know that?
I didn't know that.
So if you have a human being and they live in a city like Coombe, which is the most radioactive city on Earth and has always been, probably background radiation for God knows what, it's going to get more lethal. So
over in Iran?
Yeah, that city is very radioactive. We don't know why. It's probably background radiation from isotopes in the ground. But whatever it is, it's extremely radioactive. And it's a sacred city there. And, of course, people go and kiss the gate. And, of course, you've got people exposed to that radiation. Now, the background people in the population have been selected. They have higher amounts of genes to get rid of free radicals. Now, if you move there and you don't have these genes, about 5% of the population don't have the genes to clear free radicals, moving to a radioactive place will kill you. That's why if you move, say, to Fukushima Daiichi in Japan, which is pretty radioactive now, your house is going to suffer pretty quickly. And the survivors of Coombe over thousands of years basically they had genetics that allow them to survive in high radiation background. You follow me?
Yeah, they've just become adapted to it.
They adapted to it. Their body, they selected for people that had the gene complexes to survive a high background radiation level. Just like over time, but it might take millennia, for the animals and the kingdoms and the oceans to tolerate the amount of radiation from Fukushima. The Pacific Ocean, it talks about the oceans, one-third of the oceans will be poisoned with blood. Guess what? That was a prophecy about Fukushima Daiichi.
That was the Wormwood prophecy?
That's right. The Wormwood prophecy is a prophecy, and of course the reason why they did that is they told them, don't build that berm wall, play around with this and that, and their nuclear reactors, boom, boom, boom. And the Japanese were, by the way, doing projects to create isotopes for nuclear weapons. Did you know that?
Those reactors
in Fukushima Daiichi were creating plutonium detonators for warheads, and as a result, they actually created the disaster, okay? That's why it went political. Amazing, eh?
Yeah, very amazing. You always
tell people, don't believe anything I say, for God's sake. Just research it yourself. Pray on it. Whatever portion of truth you receive. But I tell people right now, get out of harm's way, get out of the big cities and follow the basic directives. Get your first line kit. Connect to your neighbors to start taking care of each other. Get out of the big, ugly, apostate churches of all religions. Start collecting as the leaves of the tree to heal the nations. In other words, leaves are small little community groups that take care of each other. Believe in God, and they're going to get through the tribulation. Don't hide like the billionaires are disappearing. Take care of each other in your little community so people don't starve or die of the COVID virus or die of hypothermia or no power. How's that? Good idea, isn't it?
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR.
It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutriMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutriMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line 888-212-8871.